So my talk is about facial cues of deception, comparing policeman and civilian belief. My research is funded by Aden Research and was realized in partnership with French police. I'm affiliated to Paris 8 University, Labs and Chart Laboratories of Psychology. So based on the review by Vry on about nonverbal belief of deception, I concentrate on facial cues. And I conclude that the past studies, literature, focuses on only 10 indicators. And as you can see on the screen, on the slide, most of research focuses on four of them, particularly four of them. So gaze aversion, smile, blink, and head movements. But we identified three limitations that could explain the few cues investigated. First, past studies use written questionnaires. So some the description of facial cues can be difficult to understand for participants. For example, chin raiser can be understand for participants. So do you know what a chin raiser is? No? So I can mimic it. So is look my chin, so is that. But it's quite difficult to understand with a verbal description. Second, the use of ambiguous terms. In the questionnaires, the term smile is used, but it can refer to several smiles, true smile or false smile, but there are different meanings. And so we don't know at which meanings participants answer on. And third, the research concentrates on few indicators. Eyes movement, smile, but as much more possibilities, as much more facial movements, which are, and most of them are really difficult to describe by words. So our proposal is to use photographic questionnaire instead of written questionnaire. So just add photos to elicit facial instead of words. So we base our work on facial action coding system. It's a classification which describes 45 action units, movements of the face, eye, and head, and each expression is marked by a number. For example, action unit 1 is the inner brow raise, action unit 2 is the outer brow raise, and after you can do combination of this action unit to do facial expression. So you can combine action unit 1, 2, to describe a fully brow raise. So based on facial action coding system, we do 54 photos, 43 were single action units, so single movements, and 10 were combination of them, 3 were the most common eyebrow movements, and 7 were the basic emotion described by Paul Ekman, so like contempt or disgust. So we show all these photos to 51 French judicial police investigators and to 55 civilians. First, the participants see a white screen with a cross fixation doing 500 milliseconds, and then a face appear. And the participants have to respond by pressing a key, 1, 2, or 3, and to evaluate if the face is more or less present during a lie. And this loop is repeated for all the 54 photos, and the face is displayed until the key press. So our result, 17 movements were perceived to be more present during a lie by all participants. The highlight face has the top 5 expressions associated with deception. So we can see that all eyes movements are strongly associated with deception. So here we reply the literature. We also have new information about belief, strongly associated. You can see that lip sucks, so I can mimic it. So the lips come in the mouth, and the lips roll in between the teeth, like that. And you also have the lip wipe, so the tongue lick the lip, like that. So these two movements are really stronger associated with deception and its new belief. We can see that all movements where the lips disappear or lips are pressed are strongly related with deception also. You have a false smile, the contempt expression, some head movements, squint eyes, and also jaw sideways. Ninth movements were perceived to be less present during a lie. So the least associated ones are highlighted. So you have fear expression, disgust expression, jaw drop. You also have a sadness expression, anger expression. We can see that patterns, more pattern complex, which implies more movements, are less associated with deception than other movements. It's interesting also because we have the chin raiser here. The chin raiser is not is less associated with deception, and it's also relevant cues to detect deception, according to De Paolo review. But so here we people have a wrong belief about it. We also compare the policeman and civilian belief. So we have five cues. Policeman, it imagines these five cues to be more stronger associated with deception. So you have eyes turned right, so the head down, you have the jaw sideways, lip pucker, and you have the head forward. It's interesting to notice that eyes to the right is also a common belief propagated by neuro-linguistic programming practitioner who argue that look to the right and up is associated with deception. So are investigators, most people, by this belief and by this by NLP. Our conclusion is that the use of photographic questionnaire found to be productive. We have new belief about deception, new facial cues. Some difference appear between policemen and civilians, but more than 90% of them are shared by the two groups. And we think that the new belief highlighted by our study can be added to training to try to decrease false belief about deception and so further to improve lie detection. With debriefing our participants, a lot of say us that, okay, but when we saw the photos, it was quite hard to evaluate the face and the expression, because depend on the context, depends on the lie and the nature of lie. So we have a work in progress, and we reply this methodology by comparing trivial lies and serious lies to see how the type of lie can affect belief about facial cues. So thank you for your attention.